We left off yesterday with a sugya about Marion Mar. They had a pair of oxen, and the Gemara implied that the Ikar did there's no need for one partner to remove his ox when he is an Avelis, that it's going to cause the other one grief. Only other Mechashim Shine, the Rosh and Simon Hay, the Perek Bay, is close to Gemara, says as follows. Rav Alfa Si Elohevi Ach Lubedo Avehevi Girsas Yerushalmi. The Rif left out this Gemara and quoted a Yerushalmi and said, Shnei Achim, Shnei Shutim, Shnei Tabachim, Shnei Chanvonim, Shei'il Echa Nehen Divrei Dovar, Avelis, Harael Noalim Chanuson. And it sounds like it's an Ikar Adin. Wait a minute, he quoted a Yerushalmi, which is against the Bavli. We have a famous klal, Bavli Yerushalmi Halacha Kebavli. What's going on over here? The Karnira del Polaga Gemara di Dan, so the Gerus Yerushalmi up also, the Pazul the Garmi Kim Halacha Shneim Betela. Arrived at Alik Shabbi Yerushalmi Agamara di Dan Vatiris, the Vad I know in Chalusan, Bien Ashuka Pesatik Beetek Ashutfus, the Farhesia. I will be Beto Miss Asek Beetek Ashutfus.
And Yerushalmi asks Mikra Din, he has to push it. In the case of the Yerushalmi, they're both sitting in the store. It's obvious that it's a store belonging to two partners, A and B. So if A is an oven, sits home, and B opens the store, it's going to have big sign A and B. Big sign A and B hardware. I don't know whatever it is. It's obvious A and B. So if A is an oven, and B is sitting there, it's a Chalifarasia. That's why it's up. But there's no sign A and B ax. Ax A and ax B. They're not, you know, big signs, you know. But if A is another Mechashu, ooh, A is ox. Wow. Oh, wow. You know, this is, even though it's only an ox, but everyone knows it's ox belongs to the other Mechashu A, so therefore it's awesome. It's a beautiful shot. That is a chum about the Mechashu, that a Mechashu takes chum on himself. You wait, Rabbeinu Tam's man, if it's Rabbeinu Tam's children, another Mechashu. Nothing to do with that. Even though the Mechashu is well known, everyone knows what an ox looks like. And therefore, if I had beautiful, beautiful Torah, mwah, she does her right. Gewaldig. Gewaldig. Oh. Now, how do we pass in the halacha? So the Beis Yosef passed like the Rif and the Rambam. Okay. And the Rif and the Rambam seem to say that it was Pashas, leave it taken on their own. Sounds like it's also Mikra Adin. The Dark Emosha test says we must follow the Rosh and the Ravid, who have this compromise. And not only that, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way as well. And in the Bedek HaBayis, he goes as far as the Beis Yosef, even the Rif holds that way. The Rif didn't say anything, but to answer the Kasha against the Rif, give the Ravid there. Oh. Now let's take a look and see that all these Terutzim are very geschmack. They're not the only Terutzim possible. The Pizkei Shuva has a different Terutz, quarter over here in Simon Shin Pei to Cotton Hay, a different Terutz across from the from the Mishkan of Yaakov. Quoted as different teretz, Rif comes out differently. He actually passes differently. I answer with Mishkan of Yaakov, the Niri Yosaka Rif Rambam, the Lo Mechalki, the Asi Shutzin Becholgav. They don't make a distinction between Sina and Farhesia. Came out from the Yerushalmi, no distinction. Look what he says, amazing. No, lo pligi. The hani che uvda lo domi cloud. There's no connection. Tap uvda de marion. Hoyolachol echad mem shor echad. Shein roar lachlish levada. Each one had a shore, but neither shore had enough, quote, horsepower, shore power. You buy a car, how much horsepower it has. There wasn't enough shore power for one of them to schlep the hose. Not that they were partners. Chalila. They weren't partners at all. They're two different fields. one's planting tomatoes, one's planting potatoes. Two different fields. No connection. Oh, but what they do? They own the tractor in common. The tractor is called two horses, two oxen. So now, they have no common business, no A and B farm. No, A farm and B farm, unrelated to each other. Potatoes and tomatoes. No connection. But they pool their resources. So each one has to buy two oxen. That's silly. They'll each buy an oxen and then between the two. So that's the case of Al Gemara. But that's not Mikra did. All of them chashu shining. The Indian cloud, the shut and the chanos, A and B hardware, shem shut and the malacha, who malacha shnei he, vidash lichus the kavit, that's also in Gansim. Uzi zei ashach, but the shut and the chanos, afetzina, finished. Who bach uvda, the gamla, the tourist, had out of fire, yes. Genius, the Mishkan of Yahu. They got to be gaval the gatek. Because it is said, this partner, their partners in an enterprise, to get it. To get it. That's his verse. Beautiful shot. I saw the Biru Halacha on the different self. He calls the Marshal. Also a new interpretation. It's like this. Oh. Nirion and Mar, they were the ones who were working with these acts. To the contrary. Look at the Gemara for a moment. Just take a look. Yudalas and Vey towards the bottom. Look at the Gemara's Kasha. You see, it's nothing to do with that. The Gemara says, whoa, so it's not Kashi, you see, what are we talking about? Not that they were working with the oxen. No, the oxen being hired, not by Marion, not by Mar, being hired by Mr. X. So Mr. X is hiring two oxen, one which belongs to Marion, one which belongs to Mar. That's what the Muslim Migra did, as opposed to a case where they actually work themselves together. It's a long line of the Mishkan of Yaakov. The Mishkan of Yaakov said over here, it's on Mutter Mikra, then why? Because then there's not even a common enterprise. They just work for tomatoes and potatoes, two different fields. He's saying, in effect, the same thing. Not potatoes, not tomatoes, oranges. Somebody else has. So it's the same idea in different words, yes.
What is the Lashon where it says, Marion Brader, Otomar Brader, Achav, Hamadahu, Pao Gamma, and
that's what it means. They had for hire a Semet Boker. They had a pair of oxen for hire. Big sign. Hire a pair of oxen for hire. Contact us, A or Mr. B. Belongs to both, and they were hiring out. Today also. Two guys, they want to make a business. They own private planes. They want to fly from Lake Como to New York. Go hire the private plane, and then go. Who owns the private plane? A and B. They're not. They're just for hire. He suggests that wouldn't be an actual work together. In any event, this is according to this, the Rift is not even cynical to this Tup Shatim. The Mishkan of Yaakov takes it seriously. So he actually passes that way. According to the Marshal, Kuba the Rift falls away, we can still pass in the cool like the Rush, Halach the Bekel the Ovel, but Sinna is Mutter. What happens if one partner is Michael, the profits to the other partner? The problem. Pashas it also. It'll be mutter. Why didn't Marion and Mar do it this way? So the Divrei Sofim suggests a dechiyah. There's an issue of shvisas behemta. Here I'm nice. I got a shop. I'm talking about the shvisas behemta. You all know the story of the behavior, you know, and he went to work and he wouldn't work, you know. You never heard that story as a child? Shvisas behemta. Your behavior is not supposed to work on Shabbos. So that's the problem over here. It's nothing to do with what you're doing, and some suggest Havela should be the same as Shabbos in this regard. This is the Divrei Sofim speaks about it. Others say it's a question of the Farhesia. Farhesia, you know, not everybody knows the Michael the prophet. He quotes it in Prague, that a custom, they would send two witnesses. I don't want the prophet. You know, here's the Yiddish Yentis. With two witnesses, the whole world knew about it. The Adam is, it's a little color of our eyes in a different context. So they spread the word. One thing that's important to note, I'm dealing with the case now, is a partnership, what we call a silent partner, you know, which is an investment partner and an active partner. So it's also said in that kind of a case, if the silent partner is an avelus,
He owns half the business. He doesn't know anything. There's one active partner. He can keep the store open. He's only like, he's just behind the scenes getting his money. He's not doing anything. So that would be considered the active partner could stay open. And as a matter of fact, the Reisof compares it to an Oris who's working in the Ovil field. That's this Yudala. Right? Where again, we say that it's okay because the owner is in effect a silent partner. What's his investment? Not carrying in cash, getting a field. And the artist is working. Same thing if it's a guy who owns a food business. And he's in a silent partner. He's in an active partner. So the active partner who's the one who counts. Oh, now it's interesting because of the Pitzkei Tshuva, Ziv Karton Dalet. Look at this one. Ziv Karton Dalet. Look at it. Interesting. Fascinating. What was the custom they had? Some say the close in the Tshuva. Onein Mocher Chanuso Bi Fitzkoros Lechonim Yudov. Nebuch, the guy, Nebuch just lost a relative. Nebuch, Rachmanis, and Aninus. Terrible. Hopefully he wakes up, Gevalt. Now I lose my parents, I lose my fortune, I lose my shirt. So we have to be closed to business for a week. What does he do? Before there was the Levaya, he quickly runs to sell the business to somebody else. You know about selling business. People sell business on Shabbos, and they sell business on Pesach. There's another trick. You sell the business so that during the Avelis period, it shouldn't belong to you. It belongs to somebody else. It belongs to somebody else. But then it's okay. It belongs to somebody else. This is a minig which the Chasam Sofer calls it existed in certain towns. Is it good or is it no good? So the Chasam Sofer responds as follows. Some would sell Nebuch, you imagine, when the relative is a goseh. Nebuch, the relative is about to die, so it starts to kill him and then even stop whatever he's doing. He goes selling off his business so that it could be in anticipation to be open for the next week. That would be better. If that fails for whatever reason, it's better, he says, to sell it during Aninus than to make shtiklach during Avelus. Because during Avelus, they go kind of kunst and tricks. They sell, they forgive the prophets, they do this. That's shvach amaisis. Better to sell it during Aninus when it causes many problems. So remember that. We discussed at the very beginning of this month. That is a sigma corpus I have shown him to be suri Avelus apart to Aninus. Here's the issue of selling. Glory, selling a business. Glory, we don't disaster. But the Shulchan Aninus, many of you shown in past in the Rambam, for example, that there's no Isurim of Avelis and the Rosh, also said Muzim Bazeh. Many Gazoli, we shown say Isurim of Avelis, but not quite during Aninus. You know, we're trying to be Machmir. Better to be Mekel Aninus rather than make Shtikla during the Avelis prop. Incidentally, very important, Emek Zoran, the different self, Shinin Al says, you know what? The best thing to do is not to sell the whole business. Like it's a snack to the fart. Sell the whole business. Sell the whole store. You want to sell the store. You want to be up there next week. Sell the inventory and rent the store. Let's state. It's very reminiscent of somebody else we sell. What do we sell? Come on. I'll sell the house. I refuse. I don't sell anybody's house. It's a joke. Sell his house. Let's move back. I'm taking a move, kicking out of the house. No, to sell his house for real. Better do is to sell the inventory, the apartment, and rent out the house. So that's a similar idea sounds over here. Indeed, in Yitzhalom. Then I found another thing. In Shin Yud Bey's name is Zavah. Quote says, the Munkasha, the Minchas Aluza. The Minchas Aluza says that in these kinds of shalas, we cannot be make like a, we cannot apply up there and make a level. You know why? Because Aninus Lachod, Vavelus Lachod. Quote says, in effect, the Rosh. I think this is ridiculous, in my humble opinion. Why? If we're talking about the term of Aninus, you don't make a bracha. You know, boss of the Yayin, which are unique to Aninus, and you want to say you don't apply the rule of Allah to make a level, I can accept that. Fine. I think in fact it may very likely be true. It's a different concept. But over here, what are we talking about? The issue of selling your business during Aninus. That's an Avelus case, which is transported over to Aninus. The only way you can possibly ask is the Torah's Avelus, who shall have to make of the Avel. What's the Munkasha talking about? Don't know. If you have a pshat, you'll let me know. Okay. One more nekuda about the Aruch HaShulchan that I started talking about yesterday. Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Chav Zayin, Simon Shinpei, he thinks that Tarhes is a major problem, and even if it's a Dover HaOvid, it should be prohibited, because it's a kind of a Maris Ayin, and it's not going to help that it's a Dover HaOvid. I'm quoting it from Chav Zayin. Zela Mahani Afu Dover HaOvid. I will eat the parhesia, shumishim b'maris ayin, lo itir me davar aved. So therefore, to have a sore open can't be. Can't be. Right? That's why we're not even afraid of the seder of the shutus. The part of them is closed down for a week. Too bad. So kavachom, we're not worried about the loss of the oval himself. So now here's classic aruch hashulchan. Chavkes. Vinei. After vade came near the dina. Vinkavakam reinu rabbi mekilim b'zeh. Baruch magadolos. Afilu b'chanu shola aval atmo. V'choshim l'nim nos. V'lehefsin meruba. V'tiyanula kol zayim ha'avelus. The shver about it, they closed the store for all week. They couldn't do it. Vlach the star mechira, gamkin in a mall, came in a time of Mishamara Tayin. Vachol yodim, shachanuti shalavel. And no one knows about the sale. Either Yentis of Prague, it's Nevadik, no one's a Litvak, they don't say anything. And there was no call, they couldn't spread the word that it was going to be sold. No? So what do you do? Because the Marshal was making. Where did the Marshal got it from? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, that the Marshal is relying on the Poskim who say, the Mukhay Yosef, that Trakmatia is Mutter. Finished. Trakmatia is Mutter. And the Marshal wants a Poskim like the Mukhay Yosef against the Mechaber and the Rambam. That's what it says. So that's one possibility. First 3 days, we asked it. And we already pointed out the only thing is Tim Kukulo. So therefore, he wants to decide the huckle after 3 days. And he goes back and forth. He says, Talk of Gopazek Gadoli Olam. He says, Fragi Shokam Nemoya Kilo Levatla Shutfus. Kotok Sam Seifer, Baraninos, Goises, Marashal. After 3 days, it's Mutter. And some say, even Mr. Kukulo, the third day. Who missed for the lamed because of cloud and ain't throw. Right? And he points out, Shemisham and Mas, Vada have a Gadover of it, Shamasu Bakol Yom. Can you answer that? America, every business is Gadover of it. Why? Taxes. Every day they're paying taxes. Well, it's Gadover of it. Isn't right, but the officer, when she talks about paying workers, Gadover of it. Those are arguing, workers are arguing taxes too. Matkan, this, Aruch HaShulchan. One last point remains, is about. Yes? I guess, fixed tax, yes.
And also, this is the
Olympian Matthew Malachos, just Malachos. Right, this is not the Krakmash. Now, the last thing is Kibbutz Abayas, the Sifra Chavbez in Simon Shinpei. What does it say over here? Interesting. In Sifra Chavbez, Kibbutz Abayas, Hadachas Kosos, Hatsos, Amitos, Ein Bemish and Malachal Ovel. Mutter. Based on what I'm a Sechus Mocha. Tear it out. Now, the Mordechai, we already pointed out at the beginning of this discussion, says it's equated to Yontif. Remember we said, whatever you can grind up wheat for somebody else, it's the same as Yontif. The Blavush, quoted by the Divrei Sofer, said the reason why it's mutter to do cooking and sweeping, etc., is because most people can't afford to hire Misharitim. You get the impression that against the Rambam, there are more, right? Everything is mutter when yontif is mutter automatically for an oval. So here, these things are mutter yontif to sweep the floor, to cook food. Get the impression he doesn't hold like there are more. And more than that, apparently, the fact that the pay misharasim does not constitute a zavar ha'aveh. So whatever we would have required it. The only reason why we don't, because people can't afford it, it's over to the end of lamadva. But otherwise, it would not be a zavar ha'aveh. These are the impressions conveyed from the Levush, as pointed out by the Sefer Divrei Sofer. Ad kan, the topic of Malacha, scattered the Shemayot on a new sugya in the Arab Otai, Avelus B'Shav. Very important sugya. Muslim Chavkim on the base on top. There's a Machlokas B'nei Gol B'nei Yehuda, Yesh Avelus B'Shav, or Ein Avelus B'Shav. A Machlokas. Says Tosis, what are they fighting about? Top line. With Vorim Shebetina Mairi. They're arguing about Vorim Shebetina. How do you know? Lema Katanoi. What's Lema Katanoi talking about? Mahalov is about Tasha Shemita. That's certain Dover Shebetina. You see on top as well that the fight is only about a Dover Shebetina. That's the Tosha says. We'll see later if anyone disagrees. So the Gemara on Achav Dalam and Aleph starts up again. And asks again. Yesh Avela. Again, all over again. Top line. Yes, Avelis for Shabbos. Oh, and Avelis for Shabbos. What do we want to conclude over here? Interesting compromise. Pachas, Kova, Neser, Rishus. This would be an expert in the mnemonics over here. Chavdal, Raman Aleph, about the halfway on the narrow line, with a small basis. Pachas, Kova, Neser, Rishus. What's Pachas? Moshe Davis? Priyas, Arosh. You have to uncover your head, take away the Atifa. Chazar, Asker, Lachorov. If you rip garment, you remove it, or you turn it to the back. And Zekivas, Amita. And you have to pick up the beds or overturned, put them upright. Those three are chov. Must be done. Must be done on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have a Shabbos with your head covered, nor your ripped garment in front of you, with the rip in front of you, nor your bed overturned. Not allowed. Chov to undo those things before Shabbos. Nila sastando, hashma shamita, rechita kudayim, raglayim, bechamin, avis, rishus. What does rishus mean? You're not required to do these things. You're not required to put on shoes. You're not required tashmish, and you're not required to wash your hands in hot water. And what does the Rosh say? Once you're not required to do it, you're not allowed to do it. Mafurish and the Rosh, simil kafkes. What's the Rishus mean? It's no obligation to. You don't have to avoid these manifestations of Avel, because they're private. Now you're required to maintain these manifestations, and therefore these are Isurim. Also the tashmish, also the rechita, and also the chalitas and sandals. Okay, so writes the Rosh and Simon Chavchet. Good. If we stop here, it'll be pretty easy. Not get a little complicated. Rav Amar, this is Shmuel speaking. Rav Amar, Av Priyas Arosh Rishut. You want to uncover your teeth with Arosh? You may. Of course, what does you may usually mean? You may usually mean that once you may, in a strange expression, once it's only a Rishut, if, you know, we say that to leave your head covered is not a violation, then pashtus, you must leave your head covered. Pashtus, I mean, if Rishus meant that in the Rosh's context of Simba Chavchet, it should mean the same thing over here as well, the pashtus. How come? How come? Why does Rav argue against Shmuel? So Tosfos says a very simple pshat. It's an old discussion. We spoke about this a while ago. Pirish Tosfos, the Rav, Sovar, Ativis HaRosh, She'enach Ativis HaShmeilim, have your tifa. That's all. The machlokes, whether it's farhes cannot all it's only a machlokes. What does that tifa consist of? It was like Lawrence of Arabia. That's pretty farhesia. Well, there's a sugar going around like this. So that's clearly a farhesia. But a small little tifa, this tiny little covering, you walk around that way. So it's not considered a farhesia. It's not a machlokes and hilkos and farhesia. Such, the machlokes and hilkos and tifa. And how we pass it, says such, like Rav. Rav against Shmuel. So here, this famous, ruled, renowned, famous Gemara, Atima the Shmuel, what does it? It's not even correct, well, look. That's the Tosfos. Fine. That's the Tosfos, the first answer. Oh. What is the answer for Farshim, though? The answer for Farshim, what is this? What's that over here? This is very hard to read, no? Let's end this post. Let's read it together. The answer for Farshim. The Rechitzas Yodayim, the Gemara, Hocha Rishus, Hainu Kamandamar, the below Avelis Hu Rishus. You know, you want to watch the Shabbos? Yeah. You don't want? No. Avram Nachaba Yitzchak, Tavar Hossam. Vani Omer, Mitzvah, the Mitzvah to bathe the Shabbos. But all the Nami have a Mitzvah, the Lo Rishus. What do you mean Mitzvah, the Lo Rishus? You must bathe, and we would call it in our language, you'd probably call it Chova, right? The Talmud, he said. That's the Yesh Mepharshim. Now, how do you have to read this over here? How do you read it? How do you read it? Eino Chova, Laharos, Nu, what's the Rosh Hashagah? She'ein Avelus B'Shabbat. What does that mean? That means everyone is required to watch the Shabbat. But an Avel is not required to wash the Shabbos. Why not? Why not? It's a Chavel to Farhesia. So that's the David Man 7th Moshe on Moed Cotton says, no. If a person doesn't remove his ripped shirt or turn the rip around, doesn't write up the bed it doesn't uncover the Ativa de Shmelim. It's obvious everybody's an Avel. He's an Avel. And he's demonstrating publicly Avel. It's not allowed. The person doesn't wash on Shabbos. You know why? There's no water. He wanted to wash the hot water. You have to prepare hot water from before Shabbos. He didn't do so. There's a teretz and a masla. It's not considered a farhesia violation. A farhesia violation. Fine. Let's go further. Here comes the Gemara with us. This is now, it gets even more complicated. They're both saying, we're now in the Gemara here, the very end of the narrow line. The last three narrow lines. Rabbi Yochanan. Remember the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Important name. Lo Shonu, El She'enu, Min Alayim Baraglov. Abel Yesu, Min Alayim Baraglov, Min Olav, Mochichin Olav. What does that mean? Once the person's wearing shoes, so you can't say, look at this guy, a chutzpah, on Shabbos, he's demonstrating avelus. Can't be avelus, he's wearing shoes. Everyone knows another's not allowed to wear shoes. The fact that he wears shoes allows him certain liberties, which other person couldn't take. Says Tos. Lo shonu, she'elim in alayim, elo she'elim in alayim, baraglov. Hema, tuchi hechidim in ala mochich in ala, just like wearing shoes proves not an avelus. Amaylo arminon, Echad mehani mochichin. Penimsa she'eno chova ki ima echad. All you have to do is one thing which goes against Sukkot Avelis, and that's enough to demand everything else. Shemim in alayim is a chachas yosef. Shoes, there were no shoes as the critical criterion whether you're an Avelis or not. I have a question, a technical question. What else does Sukkot have in mind? What else are they suggesting besides shoes? What are they talking about? You'll take the ripped garment, And you'll remove it? Oh, on your garment, it's proved he's not an Avelis. Bunk! Why? Because the Avelis, Shalal Avelimo, we paskin, Machlif, Eno, Korea. I can be in the height of his peak of Avelis and still have a perfectly untorn garment because he changed his shirt 2 days later. What you're allowed to do by Shach Grover. So that proves nothing. What else do we have? Is the Kivas Amita true? Back at you, if you have a mitzvah zakufa, upright in bed, in the time when they had all the beds were so overturned, that demonstrates clearly you're not holding from avelus. But that's not on your person. It's in the bedroom or in the back room. Another person doesn't know it. See you? Shouldn't have to be something on your person to demonstrate that there's no avelus? Yes?
Well, I mean, you
already considered that anyway. Still, but not, maybe the fire chumrah in a sense, but it's not on your person. It's hard for me to imagine that's going to solve the world's problem. I don't know. I say Hara. Your Hara is also good, but it's not clear. That is the biggest kash. Not against the Torah, which is the Hara, but a kash on the whole Gemara. Wait a minute. Didn't we just learn about Sai Netzer Rishus? Correct? And what did the Rosh say about what does it mean, Netzer Rishus? Netzer Rishus, so the Rosh, let's take, we didn't see it inside. Let's show the words inside. Chavka. You see the words inside? Well, it's one line. I'll show it to you. Okay, so page 68, column 2, about the 8th line down. Neser Rishus, Yochol Linagosan, V'ein Be'mishim Avelus, Hilkach, and the word starts, the line starts with a very important word, Chayav Linag Osan Kamo B'chol, Kevin De'eno Nirek Avelus. You know, we don't live in a world of options, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, let's try to do this. The halacha is very clear. When you use the word rishus, rishus just means, as opposed to chova, where you're required to undo this manifestation of avelus, rishus means you're not required to undo the manifestation, and therefore you're required to keep the manifestation, because it's b'tzina. I thought a rush understands. So what do you mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela she'eno min alayim raglov. Avol Yeshlam in Alayim Baraglov. So that's another thing. What do you mean? A chutzpah. Also, be Rishiyas Kinon. The guy put shoes on. You read it to Nesir Rishus. What does Nesir Rishus mean? Nesir Rishus means leaving your shoes off is not considered for some reason Avelus Nefarhesia. And therefore, you're required to leave your shoes off. This is you're required to refrain from Tashish and Mechitza. What's going on in the Gemara? How do you live Shaddish Gemara? Yes. That's your Tosfos where? Hachem Rav Yochanan. What did they
say?
What was it? They were arguing on the Rush. Rav Yochanan is arguing. The Rush thinks Shat in Rav and Shmuel, or specifically in Shmuel. The Rush thinks Shat in Shmuel. Shmuel learned Rishus, and the Rush says, what Rishus means? That you may manifest the Avelis, therefore you must manifest the Avelis. That's all within Shmuel. And Rav Yochanan is saying, is disagreeing. Where did he see that? Where did he see that? But the argument the whole Rush to begin with. Oh, that's a good point. How do you want to say that there are those who argue in the Rush? We'll get to that a little bit later. Maybe more of the fairish. But the Rush is also somebody. But all the Rush to this Gemara. That's my cash. Well, the Rush to this Gemara. Dave said, I saw you mentioning earlier, the Machlokas of Ravina's very point. Whether something of the Rishus that make it obligatory for you to keep that form of Avelis or not. Right? That's the Pashas. The Ravina Shmuel says yes, go to the Rush. Maybe they'll not, so he doesn't say the Ferris. That to me is a very big cash. Now we go to the last few lines of the Sugya. You'll have to spend a lot of time analyzing it. The last few lines of the Sugya. Towards the bottom of the Daf called Dal and Amar Al. Towards the very bottom. Amar Rava. It's the last six lines on the page. Ovel Metayel Beunkeli Besof Beso. What does that mean? What's Unkeli? The Rashi says Unkeli, some kind of French word. Baluk Shekoro, the garment which he ripped. Besof Beso Shebetzina Mutalina Gavelos Peshav. Oh, we said until now, Gavalt, the ultimate Parhesia was Habzara Skera, Pachas Kova. Gavalt, you see the ripped garment, it's a clear sign of Avelis. So that's what we saw earlier. Rav Tech depends where you are, if you're visible to the public 100%. If you're in the privacy of your home, and the door is locked, and the shutters are closed, so it's not considered to be a fayasya. So therefore, you walk inside with a ripped garment. That's the Gemara. Presumably, there's no one home. If someone else would be home, pashtus, you would have to remove that garment. Right? Look, you have to say that there's such a thing exists called a Faresi even in the house. Because remember, Tachaz Chazaras Kera could be anywhere. You could be wearing your garment in the house or out of the house. You don't just have your bed into the street. So you have to notice there that some of the things from the van were lying around the street. So it's trying to maybe slug on my shear. So that you can take the Taka flipped around. It was Taka beat the Kfuya, I think it was flipped. Is that a raid or was that legit? I wasn't sure exactly. Anyway, but normally beds and couches are really only in these kinds of sofas are only kept in the house. So obviously there can be a concept of perhaps even in the house. How can it be? Depends if someone's there or not. If no one's in the house but the oval and perhaps the immediate family, that's called Bitsuna. If someone else walks in, I assume that's called the Karasya. That's what I'm understanding, no? I think that's the portion of shot. Fine. This is What Rava says. Now let's go to the last line of Sugi. Abaye Askeche the Rav Yosef the Purim the Poreth the Sudra Areshe the Ozil the Osir the Beise. What happened? Abaye was in Rav Yosef's house on the Shabbos of a Shiva and he saw his head was covered. Amalei Lafsovel Amar Ein Avelus the Shabbos. Don't you know about that then? Amalei Hakem Rav Yochanan, Dvarim Shebetzina Noheg. What do you mean? Dvarim Shebetzina Noheg. What do you mean? Dvarim Shebetzina Noheg. When there's no one around, right? So you have to keep everything. What do you mean everything? You have to go with your head covered, and presumably you would have to go with a ripped garment, as a drum was the tab umpli b'sof beizo. And what, sir? Pachas? Maybe even have to turn the beds upside down. But that probably is not true. Because that's a whole hassle. We're going to walk in on you, and it's impossible to take all the beds and write them up. So the mirror takes 2 hours from Minchas Kana to Shabbos. So you can't just, let's leave that out. But the other thing is, take a second. Guy walks in, I quickly flip the garment around, the rips in the back. Let's put on a different garment. Right? Or the head covering.
put you take it off. What happened over here? I mean, I don't know if it's true, but it's what the Pasuk say. Abai knock in on Rabbi Yosef. He didn't knock on the door. No? Sometimes you may have the spirit, but a similar spirit. You knock on someone's door, and says, the lady has to go, 1 second, please. She's going to put on a shetel or something, or snooze, because, you know, and she's no one's in the house. She doesn't have to cover her hair. Now someone's walking in, so you quickly, if you take the second, you have to touch the right, and she opens the door. So the hassle over here, so if Rabbi Yosef, someone knock on the door on Shabbos, he's sitting in his drip garment or sitting in his atif at the rosh. Hello, yeah, 1 minute, please. Clark Kent, quickly change his garment, and that's all. No, so why? Rabbi just snuck in, did not knock. That would happen. What did the person say over here? In other words, a buy would ask the kasha. Ukaman nama priyas the Rosh Chova. So hoya mechalek bein the beis or bein chutz the beis. So heishu lo de the beis of chashuk tina. I know that though, but the question is beis of chashuk tina, even if you know someone else is there? Oh yeah? Really?
That's what
he
answered back, that it's
tina, so why was it not correct? No, so I thought it meant, I don't know you were here. Chutz the buy, knock on the door next time. But if 100 people come into the house, that's also, it's in your house, it's called the sinner. That's what bothers me a little bit. Toast is not clear exactly. Maybe you're right. I guess I'm going to say that, Chito. I want to see if you find a fairish in Toast, let me know. Yes, I am. So why is it ever, that's why I can't believe it, because I is correct. If everything in your house by definition is sinner, why not leave your beds overturned? That's why I can't accept it. I said, because people walk into the house. And you can't just flip all the beds over and say, oh, 1 minute, please. Come back in 2 hours. The Navy said it takes 2 hours to put the beds, right? So you can't do that. But I understand. Okay, maybe you're right. I think Arya says, right? I think so. And if someone found the fairish, I'd like to see it. But I might have snuck up on it. That's how I want to understand. And I think. And if you know he'd be there, he wouldn't have been dressed that way. I think so. Okay, Rabbi. Let's not turn to the Rosh back again where we started in Simon Chofkes. Rabotai, this may sound like a reform, but times can change. The Rosh said it, and I'm going to say it even more than the Rosh. Times can change, Rabotai. And the halacha, which never changes, ever, but if the facts change, the halacha, the same halacha, gives a different result. Okay, Rabotai, it's very important to know that. Simon Chofkes, take a look in the Rosh. Dr. Rosh Hazai. Viho Idna. This is page 68, column 2. It's about 12, 13 lines down, I'm guessing. It's just above where that little, where the little nun is. See a little nun? 2 lines above the nun. Third line, third word in. Viho Idna. The Ein Regilus Lelech Yochet. In the olden days, apparently, time of the Gemara, the sandal people would wear shoes, and some would go barefoot. No, barefoot. So it wasn't such a clear manifestation of Avelos, can't walk around with no shoes. But nowadays, it's the Russian, his time, everyone wears shoes, and therefore, the times have changed, and the halacha has changed. And therefore, Nila Sasando Chova. You must wear shoes. If you don't wear shoes, it's obvious that it's available. Much more so than it was in years gone by. And he also adds in the next line that Talmud Torah does it. An Ava may not learn Torah. Zvama Shabbatina. Zvama Shabbatina. Now turn to the Nebuka Yosef. You see a major typo in the Nebuka Yosef. Let's take a look. I think it's Yud Aleph in the day. Hmm.
Lo shev, it's a very important riff. We'll come, let's read the riff first. Important riff. What did the riff say? The riff says, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochum, Lo shem apriya to Rosh Chova, El shem min alayim baraglov. Avo yeshlo min alayim baraglov, min alayim min olam mochich and olam. And only has four words. Vahav yapriya to Rosh, Rishut. He has four words. If you're wearing shoes, then you don't have to remove your head covering. Maybe you're not even allowed to. Oh, says in the book of Yosef, Mashma, the last two narrow lines, the Menalayim Baragla Mochidim, the Lavishim Avelasu, Veino Notel Ita Farosh. Because Ita Farosh, look, there are Lawrences in the world, in Arabia and elsewhere. So the fact that you're covering head in that funny way is not an absolute, total, positive proof that it's available. So if you're wearing shoes, it's okay. Have a chazorat kera, a ripped garment. No one wears ripped garments. That's even in Arabia, they wear ripped garments. La'olam chovu. I can help wearing shoes. Chen chayav, this cost me tasa. What? You know, people wear overturned beds? That's not going to help you wearing shoes. Those are too strong of a manifestations of available for shoes to make a difference. Fine. Okay. The Ramban, this is a typo. Who should it be? So the four of us in the bottom. Harambam. Perik Yud. Halach Aleph. Against the Ramban. What did Ramban say? Shenehila tassandal b'shabbos chova. You must wear shoes. You must wear shoes. Okay? You must wear shoes. Well, the Fidvarov, Hadar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu. This is Rabbi Yochanan's words that we just read from the Rif. What did he say? Lo Shanu, El Shalem and Elayim Baragla, right? Yes or no? No. The Dvarov, the Shmuel, the Ka'amah, the Gemara, the Sandal, the Shush, who the Ka'amah. He said it only according to Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan themselves relay, the Ne'ilah, the Sandal, the Gemara, the Farhesu, V'chayav l'na'ala. You must wear shoes. So says the Rambam. You must wear shoes. You must wear shoes. Now, what's he saying? The Rabbi Yochanan, as he mentioned this possibility earlier, is arguing against Shmuel himself. But Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you know, when you're wearing shoes, you're not wearing shoes, as according to Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan himself, who ends the sugya by saying three words, Dvar Mishabatin and Noe, right? But he himself would hold that Nilas Hassandel is Shofayetzi. How did he know? This is quite a projection. The Mugli Yosef, in order to answer the Rambam, is saying, well, although the Gemara seems to talk about Nilas Hassandel Rishus, which means presumably you're supposed to, according to the Rosh anyway, you're not allowed to wear shoes. Again, this is Ma'an HaGemara, the Rosh does. Now it's different. But now you're not allowed to wear shoes. So the Mugios, the answer to the Rambam says, well, Rabbi Yochanan argues. How do you know? What did Rabbi Yochanan argue? Where did Rabbi Yochanan argue? That's the question. So the Kesef Mishnah, the answer is, well, you know, the Rambam is like the Rosh. Same with the Rosh, the times change. The Rambam says, times change. Rabbi says, an impossible terror, in my opinion. The Ainza Midera Faramba. You take a Gemara and just pass it up like this against the Gemara because the facts have changed since then. Ah. The Rambam should have said that, Ubizmanenu, Yerali, that the facts have changed. He just passes it straight. Oh. So it seems to me, Rabbi, that you have to say, use the expression, Kushiachat Mataretis Bechavitza. My original question was, wait a minute. What do you mean the Gemara says, Lo Shonu, El She'elim in Elayim Baraglov? Hayesim in Elayim Baraglov? Then you can have Ativa Therosh. We've asked the question before. A chutzpah, through a Shia, Tina, you have a right to wear shoes? But according to Shmuel, you have no right to wear shoes. That's question number one. Question number two, why is there Rambam passing against Shmuel? The answer is that the Mugyosu implies, that's it. When Rabbi Yochanan got up and said, Lo Shonu, Elashi Yesom and Elayim He's not a Russian, this guy Yeshua who's wearing shoes. So it's clear, therefore, that since the Rabbi Rav Yochanan is saying that a woman who's not a Russia and is wearing shoes, as you're allowed to wear shoes, even in Avelis. That's against Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, that said the shoes should be also to wear shoes. That's only one slight problem. Not for care. Rav Yochanan. Lo shano elas eilo min alayim beragla. Havu yeshu min alayim beragla. Da da da. I have a different kasha. So you should say, you're required to wear shoes. To have a kasha if I can. Lo shano elas eilo min alayim beragla. What do you mean alayim beragla? You have to wear shoes. You're required to wear shoes. Right? If Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on Shmuel, you should be required to wear shoes. Shot. Oh, that's really sharp. That was sharp. Lo shano, elas eilam in a lion baraglov. And if you hold that way, so you hold that pachas chova. But I hold yes in a lion baraglov. So then it's a shush. Wow. Okay.
That doesn't read so well.
No, I didn't. It's a very creative read. That's what Eliezer takes shot. No choice. Because your shot is this way, but the mod shot is that way. That's a great creative shot. I didn't think of that, frankly. But maybe after we finish the Ramban, we'll come back to the Ramban. The Ramban has a whole treatise on this topic. It starts on page Reish Chav Gimel. Those who have a chance to see it, fine. If you didn't, you'll see it later. But we're going to open up a little bit. He has a bunch of kashas. Yes, first of all, how can there be a day which says, Yesh Avelus Bishat? How can such a day exist? It's against, remember, it's Amoraim over here. It's Amoraim speaking. An Amora may not go against the Tana. That's the first call of Shat. Right? So yes, the Kasha. How can anybody say, Yesh Avelus Bishat? You have two brises for care. One brise is a brise in Chav Dal Raman Aleph, Tanya, Bishabbat. Wide line, the Shabbos, Koro la Koro, and Balamasa Fena Korea. Then it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to go around a Brisa with a ripped garment. What do you mean, Yesh Avelus Bishabbos? What's the answer, Abotai? What was Tosh's answer? Kamara Abotai. What? Right? First, it's Sinner. The first two words in Tosh, two words in Tosh, and the Chokh, two words on top. But Barma should be Sinner. That's clearly the answer according to Shidus Ha Atosh. The Rambam, I answer is Kasha. It's assuming that it's through this entire figure. So we get to the last line of Yochanan, or at least we get to later on in the figure of Shmuel, the Gemara originally made no distinction between sin and Pharisee. It's true. On Chav Gimel Amud Beis, there's no distinction. True to the Lema Ketanoi, which is going on a particular manifestation of the ultimate sinner, the Tashmish. But there's no distinction made. The Gimachlovis Menach Kosta La Kosta. Yes, Avela Sin and Pharisee. Ain't Avela. Neither sin nor Pharisee. So the Ramban seems to be learning. Zokter Rabban Ateret, like this. Kriya Lifonov, wearing a ripped garment, is not one of the Xeris Shiva. No? We read a Rambam this week. 11, how about yesterday? But 11 things. Is this one of them? I don't think so. Wearing a ripped garment is not a din and Shiva as such. But the Isura Shiva, Xeris Shiva, the Ramban calls it. Not a Xeris Shiva. Voraya, that in Shark Grove is. Russell Haslif Machlif. We don't find any distinctions in Shiva between a parent and Shah Krovin. No difference, right? All 11 things, no difference. So the fact that you have to leave the garment, you have to rip the second garment, or leave a ripped garment on for a parent, that's a different din, especially in the cover of Kibbut Avein. But it's not a din in the Avelus of Shiva as such. And therefore, even if you say, Yesh Avelus to Shabbos, it does not apply to the din that the ripped garment has to be worn. That's the Rabban Seret to this kash. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Another brisa against it. That's the brisa Chav Zayinam and Aleph, which we saw a number of times. But the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Neimasai Zokh from the Tanditha Sphere of Shabbos, the brisa. Min cholamayla. Wait a second. If yes, avelus to Shabbos, and wanting to go all cases, so how do you overturn the bed to the right side up in order for Shabbos? Answer the Ramban. Well, two answers. Tsar Godol, an exception, or lichvol harabim b'shar mitzvah. He has to, in fact, sleep on a mitzvah kfuyah. That's what he said. That's the Ramban's teretz yisukash. Well, the Raiva's teretz. The Raiva learns yesh avelus b'shabbos means only options. See, the real option. Option. Yesh avelus b'shabbos is an option. And avelus means you're not allowed to have any avelus b'shabbos. Yes, if you want, you can have it. So the two brides would say that you can put the bed right side up from Minchas Tana, and you can flip the rip of the garment behind you. No cash against the Madam Yeshiva Velas. Yes, if you want, you can keep it. If you don't want, you don't have to keep it. Those are the two brides. That's the Rivas. Fine. So the Ritva doesn't like this Ramban. Ritva is a big Ramban fan. Here he says the Ramban is off. These are Dochak Terusim. He doesn't like this Terusim. He doesn't like it. Moreover, it should have said what we call Kitanoi. Right? Kitanoi. The Ritva has the following interesting quote. Very critical quote. We're going to get to Mr. Shem later on. We talk about Yontif. I assume that's going to be next week. The Ritva says what forced the Ramban into this whole shita is as follows. Quote the Ramban. What led him into this? I'm reading you a few lines from the Ritva. When there were those who maintained Yesh Avelus or Ein Avelus, those who Yesh Avelus to Shabbos means everything. Complete Avelus. What led him into it? Tyson is a beautiful chap. He's on Jarvis Shabbatina. What led him into it? Oh. So the. To the south. They had to say that Yesh Avelus means Avelus Gemura. Why? Because the Gemara is over here. Look at the Gemara. On the Chav Ger Muhammad Beis, the third line. Ma Damei Shavelus B'Shabbos Zikotani Ola. Ma Damei Shavelus B'Shabbos Zikotani Einem Aspek. Wow. What does that mean? What forced them into this? Because the Ramban holds, as it's called in Shulchan Aruch. Listen carefully, please. That Avelus Vitzina applies Beregel. We mentioned before, two gears in the Gemara in Subot Avdalos. Whether Avelus Vitzina applies on Shabbos or applies Beregel. The Ramban held it applies Beregel. The Ramash of Vitzina. And therefore, Hutzvichulomar, the Lamandoma Yesh Avelus, Hainu Avelus Gemura, Vizel Shehevi Rayalafi Sha'ola. It's Pasha Nechezim on both sides. If Avelus Shiva applies Beregel Betzina, and it's not older than the Minyan Shiva, as we all know. If someone is Nifter and is buried in the middle of a Yomtiv, second day, third day Pesach, so you have to keep according to Ramban Avelus of Shiva Betzina for the remaining 5 days, but it doesn't count even for one with respect to the Minyan of Shiva. Maybe Yom Tisheni, we'll get to that later. So then why should it be that Shabbos Ola, why should Shabbos be Ola any more than Yontif? Says the Ramban, you know, the answer is Pashut. Shabbos, all Avelus know it. Yesh Avelus, I mean, it's all know it. Think of what it means over here. Even the Faresia. That's the Ritva said. The Ritva saying Shat was forcing the Ramban into this interpretation against our Tosh. Tosh had a beautiful way out. Yesh Avelus is the sinner. The Ramban rejects that. They asked the Kasha, the Ramban asked, what do you do with the Bryce of Kera? He gave a Terah. The Bryce of Zohar and Hamidus, he gave a Terah. Says the Ritva, these say with some Shinuyei Dechiki, Shverei. Why should have asked the Kasha, given a Terah? Should have said Kitanoi. So such very raised. He doesn't like it at all. Difficult, very difficult. And he has many other kashas as well. So therefore, he gets the following answer. Many, many questions. He quotes the Rambam Tzaras, but optional. Doesn't like that too much either. Ha'emes, he says, is that Tzaras is right. We're talking here about the sin. But as a corollary to this, what's that? The beregel eino noeg avelus klau. The simcha ksibu. Quotes the Bahag. Forget about that. That's the brisa. The whole machlokes is betzina. Is it the right tashmish? That's the whole discussion. It's only talking about betzina. So all the kashas of the Ramban fall off. Fall off. Oh, let's make one assumption on both sides. The assumption is that for regel, there's no avelus at all, shel shiva, not even avelus b'tzina. That's the girsa in Ksuba Zav Dalet, that b'shabes sova shiva tzina noheg, but not for regel. This is the response that was completely against the shita of the Ramban. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll come back to the other thing of Suga next week. One final nakuda, we can't finish today, but one more nakuda, which is the shita of the Rif as for the Ramban. Remember the Rif said, shoes, what do they help for? If you're wearing shoes, then you can keep your head covered. But the other two, to wear ripped garments and overturn in bed, chas v'sholem. Shoes won't help for this. So the Ramban, wait a second. Rach holds, we pass him like Rav. Priyas Harosh is never a problem. Never. You can always keep your head covered if you want. But the only material is Shmela. So the Ramban says if that's the case, you can't say that wearing shoes is going to be mad to you so that you leave your head covered. You can always leave your head covered, even without shoes. It must be mad to something else. And there are only two candidates left. What are they? The ripped shirt and the overturned bed. Okay? Says the Rach, it's matter even the ripped shirt. That's what a shach passes to Kodgil. Not the bed, but you can go mamet to the ripped shirt as long as you're wearing shoes. The shach says that's a perish. And simon tough, sif cotton, gimel. There's a little meaning that way. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says, it's talking here about it's not the Priya Therosh. And even Rav requires that even Tishmelim against Tarsus. But even so, Lawrence of Arabia goes that way. So if you're wearing shoes, it's okay. It's okay. Oh. Now, here's a very important Likud. The Ramban has found. This is very, very careful. I'll end with this Likud. Some manifestations of Avelos are so strong and so powerful that they are intrinsically violations of the spirit of Shabbos. No one has to be looking. They're intrinsic violations. Intrinsically. And for that reason, shoes won't help. You see, there's an equivalency over here. If no one is looking, it could be okay. And if you're wearing shoes, it's also okay. Because no one's looking, no one's looking. You're wearing shoes. Someone who's looking knows you're wearing shoes. And now you're not showing full Avelos. So therefore, you can go with your head covered like Lawrence of Arabia if no one's looking, or if you're wearing shoes, says the Ramban. But a ripped garment, an overturned bed, that's an intrinsic, inherent manifestation of Avelos. And even if no one's looking, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is looking. The cook, the Mitzvah Hashanah says. You can't have it. You can't go with a ripped garment. You can't go with an overturned bed. Even if no one is in the house, even if you're wearing shoes, because these are intrinsic manifestations of Avelus. This is the psak of the Rif, according to the Ramban. So we say, Dvarim Shibitzina Noeg, alright? that talks about shoes with covering, head coverings, etc. That's those are the sort of the swing manifestations. Okay? But the other things, the extreme things, the garments and the overturned bed, chas v'shalom, never, not with shoes, not in privacy, never, against the tshuva tagona. This is how the Ramban is essentially the riff. Very important. Yes, sir. Ah, interesting suggestion. Maybe the Ramban should have answered these kashas, that these two are so outrageous that everyone agrees you can't do them. And therefore the two brides are going on those two. What's a mito and what's a kara? I guess the Ramban didn't think of that. Because he assumed yesh avel tells me completely, completely. Because that's what's different than yontif. It's a good nakuda, maybe we'll think about it. Mishra, we'll stop here with tomorrow. We'll try to complete these in your mind.
So,
the question
is, why is
it's large, it's no security shop.